Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, everybody. This is Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar from the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. Welcome to this week's Unbelievable Stories.
Yay! I jumped the gun there.
Sorry about that.
Okay. My unbelievable story... And I hate to tell this one around Amber because she's always going to see the sunny side. I have no sunny side to this story. But I don't even like the way she's sitting. Like, you're ready to
Guys,
say some mess.
This story's going to be good. Full of laughs and love.
Okay. So this really, truly affected my self-esteem. And you're going to hear why.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't care about anything. I'm 50. Okay, I'll be 50 in a month or so. I'll be 50 in March. I don't care. Walk to a room. Someone could be like, I hate that woman. And I'm like, peace to you. Don't care. I love that I have that about me. I've had it for years, but I just don't care. I walk into this place with my friends. And, you know, it's like a little lounge. And there's a little, like, live music going. We're there all night. There's an older gentleman that has been walked in by, you could tell, maybe his grandkids. And maybe, you know, a friend, a daughter or something. But they bring him in. They're each holding his arms because, you know, he's a little bit wobbly. He's got to be 80. And he sits down. And it's pretty close to us. And so all night long, you know, we're listening to our music. We're having the time of our lives. He's trying now to buy us all drinks. And I need you to know that I always do this. I will not take a drink from anyone because I know what that means.
You won't.
I won't. Because I don't care what you say, it's never just like, drink, have a good time. It's afterwards, it's always like, now what do I get? I have found that out. Maybe that hasn't happened to other people. I always feel like someone wants something from that. So he's trying to buy the whole table a drink. And I'm like, Gramps, I'm good. I just said no. But some of the people at the table took the drink, whatever. So the night goes on. We're all like, okay,
wait, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm late.
Okay.
People carry this man into
they
the bar?
They help him, which was telling you how old he is. They're not carrying him, but they're like, they're keeping him steady.
You have two arms.
Yes, they're carrying him in.
Two people are holding his arms.
They're holding his arms. He's walking. He's not off the floor, but he's unsteady. When I tell you, and listen, I'm not saying all 80-year-olds can't. He was old. Oh. He was at least 80.
Wow.
Okay. So. Okay. Not the best health, older gentleman, but he wants to listen to some music. Let him come in. Who cares? So he's been sitting there the whole night, not walking at all. He's sitting. He's done.
Yeah.
So the night is over. And this is where the magic happens. Walking to my car. And I pass the group of people that had the older gentleman in. And he's in the back of the car. And I hear, and the window rolls down. And he is in the middle of the women that were helping him, and there's a woman in the front seat and a woman that's driving.
Oh.
And the lady's like, hey, come over here. And I'm like, oh no. But I thought they were just going to say something nice. And when I tell you, Lacey, don't do this. I don't talk to strangers. I don't do it.
It's because it was a bunch of women.
So, oh yes. If that had been a car full of men, I would have kept walking.
Yeah.
I walk over to them and they said, can't you tell that our grandfather likes you? Like, just like a statement. And I thought he's going to say, like your hair, or like your dress. That was it. And I go, oh, okay, hi. And I keep walking. And then the lady says, well, come back. He wants to ask you out.
Oh.
Very angrily. Oh.
Guys.
So
that opens up a lot of things.
So do I look? You look it when something like that happens to you.
Yeah.
There's 800 questions. First of all, they weren't giggling. That woman would have jumped out of the car and beat my ass. She was so offended that I didn't stop to talk to Gramps.
That's gross.
I didn't stop to talk to people. She was mad. I'm younger than everyone in that car. And I'm saying, do I look like I got a type? I don't want to talk down about anybody. Grandpa, love who you love. What, Amber?
Yes?
Be as mean as you want to be.
What made them think that it was going to be a love match?
Lacey, I yes. have some bad news.
Oh, no.
Give it to me straight, Doc.
No, that wasn't what I was going to say.
I don't, and this is what I truly believe after hearing this story.
Please write in what you think. Okay.
This man is a pimp and these women are prostitutes and they were trying to turn you. Amber. Don't you think that's true?
I'd rather believe that.
I think it's rather. True.
But now you're saying I'm a hoe and I don't like that either.
I didn't say you're a hoe.
Now you a hoe.
No, I'm not.
You're not a hoe. Hoes get paid. I think they thought
old pimp.
I think he was an old pimp.
Okay, so I'm young enough to.
Yeah,
you know, Amber has flipped this whole. Now I'm speechless.
I think they thought, oh, this is a young little doofus, and we could get her.
Amber,
that's what I think.
I never.
He
ever,
don't want to fuck you
ever.
He's 80.
Now I'll never know because I didn't go over there. When they said, hey, get back here. Aren't you going to talk to him? You need to talk. I just kept walking and didn't feel a bit sad or upset. Like, oh, man, I should have went and talked to that. I didn't care.
I feel like that's kind of the behavior of someone who's like, get me this girl.
Right. Old Gramps was trying to recruit me.
Yeah.
Man, now that truly could be.
Maybe
I like that story better than you thought that it was going to be a match.
I
like that story way better. And now that's how I'm going to tell it from now on.
You were a recruit. Where was this?
You know where this was.
Yeah. I think
I'm not going to say the name because my friend owns the place. I love that place, guys. This place is my hangout.
It is a great place.
And now when you said that, that's exactly what that was. Yeah. I can't even say you're wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry for all the things we said in that story, but
that took a turn. I did not think that you would go there. I thought you were going to be like, you look 90. and he wanted an older woman. I really thought you were going to go there.
I should have said that.
You should have said that.
He likes them older.
He likes older ladies. They brought in old Leroy and tried to recruit me. Now, I should have been like, what's the fee?
Yeah, what's your rate?
And I was going to say, are pimps still a thing? But I don't. I mean, I guess so. It's a tradition that's going to.
In this era of
guys, if you're
being
a pimp,
online.
Call us. Are people. I'm seriously, this is a legit. Are people still pimps?
I think so. Because remember, what's that story about that girl who. Remember that black girl who went viral for live tweeting what happened that night she met that white girl?
No, I do not know what you're talking about.
Zola, it might be called. And they made a movie about it because that Twitter thread was so popular. And she was like, okay, I met this girl and I hung out with her. She's crazy. Uh-oh, she does drugs. Oh, man, you know what? She's still fun. Oh, my God, I think that's her pimp. Oh, geez, her pimp done beat her ass. Now we have to do this and that. Jesus, it's her boyfriend. Okay, so her boyfriend. Now, we do turn tricks sometimes, but her pimp is blah, blah, blah. You know, it was like that. Zola, yeah, that.
And this is like, this wasn't 20 years ago.
That's right. It was not 20 years ago.
People are still out here pimping, which means I can get a new job.
Lacey!
Just guys, need to find me some fine men.
We realize that we're old. And well, likely some of the things we said are not things you say about pimps. Pimping ain't easy.
I'm not happy about it.
No one's happy about it.
I hope that he's
I'm
not
a little
a
happy
pimp.
About it.
I hope that he's not a pimp.
I think
and that
he's
he just was an old guy trying to chit chat with me.
I don't think so.
But the whole women brigade around him and how rough they were, like, get over here. He's trying to talk to you. Didn't you see he was interested in you?
Yeah. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
With a capital, no, thank you. I really thought you were going to say it was his type.
Okay. Well.
You are, though.
I don't want to be his type.
Sorry.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should we get to the nail salon story?
Okay.
So, if you've ever listened to us, you know that Amber and I will go someplace, and it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter if it's nails, it doesn't matter what it is. I get called the short end of the stick? I don't know what it's called. I get the bad service, Amber gets the excellent service. Especially when it comes to what, Amber?
Nails.
So there's a million nail stories where Amber goes in, gets great service. Sometimes I get zero service.
Sometimes I don't even get to her.
I don't even get my nails done. They'll sit me in the space.
They'll sit her in the chair.
Never come back.
I never come back.
This has happened too many times. The very last time, you can see these old ass nails I have on. We went to go get our nails done. I'm getting a pedicure and a manicure.
Yeah.
Amber only got a pedicure. So, of course, she gets done before me. Amber, how did it work? When you were done, what did you do?
Thank you for asking. I got a pedicure and then I went up to the lady and I said, can I pay for the pedicure with a card and tip you in cash? And she said, yes. She took my 20 and gave me change and then I tipped her and then I left.
And before she left, Amber knew I had no cash and I was going to pay the same way with my card. And Amber gave me money so that I could tip the lady.
In cash.
In cash.
Okay. But just enough cash to tip the woman.
Just the tip. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that. I didn't know. Anywho. So I go, everything's done. I go pay with my card. And the gentleman who is the owner, he's ringing me up and he says, can you pay in cash? Like all of it? And I said, no. I said, I'm going to use my card. He goes, you have cash. And I said, what? And I said, I just have cash for the tip. He said, I saw you. You have cash. And I said, I only have cash for the tip. I'm going to use my card. He said, how much? Now this man is trying to get into my pocket. How much cash do you have? And I said, I have enough for the tip. I said, you saw my sister hand me cash. I said, but I don't have cash to pay for the whole thing. I'm going to use my card again, and I'm going to give cash for the tip. And I got chastised. I got chastised like I was 5 years old. He goes, the next time you come here, you're going to have to pay in cash. He goes, I get charged when you use your card. So I get that fee, and I don't want the fee. So you're going to have to pay it all in cash. And I said, there will not be a next time. And I paid with my card and I gave the lady the tip.
How did that not happen to Amber minutes earlier?
Minutes earlier. Also, this place is full of people. And you best believe none of them heard this spiel.
So I really thought he had to have said that to Amber. When Amber paid, I didn't pay attention to what she was doing. I was getting my nails done. So when I got done, I talked to Amber and I said, I just got reprimanded by a grown man like I was 5 years old. And I said, he told me to pay the whole thing in cash. And she laughed and laughed because that did not happen to her.
That happens. You guys, it happens everywhere Lacey goes. So people love it.
We have to do a study.
Yeah.
I need to wear a GoPro.
You do.
You do.
I've always said that I need a little camera on me because there I will be in places thinking, am I getting punked?
Yeah.
And what is it about me? I think it's because I'm short and I come in too nice. Amber's New York all the way. I'm not saying Amber's mean, but Amber comes in and means business.
Last night I cussed out a man on the telephone.
He did.
I did.
But now, guys,
he
deserved it. Because this was an unbelievable story. This should have been, maybe he thought I was you. That's why you got the service that you got. He felt the vibes and he said, this is Lacey Lamar on the other end of this phone. Yeah. And there's a code. There's a code with store owners.
That's right.
Amber tried to order something. They brought the wrong item. She needed to return it and could not return it on the app. It wasn't letting her do it. The store owner called and said,
that's not how it happened.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I ordered whatever from the store and then a man called me from the store and said, we do not have that. I said, okay. He said, so cancel that order. I said, okay. I was like, I'm not going to cancel that order. What does that mean? The app cancels the order. If you don't have it, how does that fall to me?
Yeah.
You're the bitch who didn't say, I don't have it on the thing. I shouldn't have been able to click on that mug. Mad. I'm still mad.
She's still bitter, guys. It still
stinks. So then the delivery guy, oh, he calls next. Just a few short minutes go by, delivery guy calls and he goes, I need you to cancel that order. I go, oh. He goes, so that I can work. I go, oh, okay, let me figure it out. I go into the app and I try to see if I can cancel the order. Guys, you go to the app. Can I say who it is? Probably not. It's Seamless.
Dang it. I was trying to be their spokesperson.
So I go into the app and the guy and the app says, do you want to cancel this order? And I'm like, yes, two grown men have called me, told me to cancel it. I click on cancel the order and it goes, chat with a person or keep the order. And I go, well, I guess chatting with a person is canceling it. I choose to chat with a person. I chat with this person. I end up talking to them for a very long time. And they cannot cancel the order. It gets to the point where I'm like, cancel the order. Cancel it now. That is what I want. They do not have what I want. I'm causing this man to lose hours off of his paycheck. Cancel the order. She goes, the person I'm chatting with goes, I don't have the power to cancel the order. And I said, so then why are we talking? Put me on with someone who can cancel the order.
So you need to stop.
At this point, the man calls me back. And he goes, what are you doing? Cancel my order. And that's when I lay into this bitch. And I cuss him all the way out. He's called me three times at this point. Because one time he called.
You didn't list how many calls there were. There were a lot of calls.
There were a lot of calls.
I've never seen that forever.
Yeah. And then he called. And I was like, I had just gotten done being frustrated with the chat person. So then I picked up the phone and he was like, do you want me to take your money? I said, bitch, take the money. Stay your ass at home. Don't nobody care about you. How you calling me? And you're not going to call your goddamn boss. I'm not your boss, but if I was, you fired. Quit fucking calling me at my house. So, guys, that's how sometimes I can behave. But you can't be just calling.
It was a lot of calls.
It was so many calls.
Amber and I were trying to watch a nice movie.
Let me look it on my phone.
I wanted you to say how many, because they would call and I would be like, I would jokingly say,
we don't have to
guess. That's probably them trying to
we don't have to guess.
Trying to make you cancel your order as a joke. And it would be them calling to tell her to cancel the order.
They called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. He called me 6 times. He called me 6 times.
Yeah.
And I picked up 3 of the times.
She did. She did.
Ate up my whole night, man.
It messed up the movie.
It messed
she wasn't
up
even paying attention
mood.
Anymore.
Shoot. Man, who knows what happened in that movie.
So anyway, the moral of this story is if you want to come with me to get my nails done, I need someone to run the camera, really, and be like, we're making a documentary at this point.
But also, and this is real, if you can figure out, like, how do people get, like, a tiny camera and, like, a brooch?
I had one once.
You got to wear that the next time you go get your nails done.
I had one once and a button, but that's a whole nother story.
Either way, the moral of the story is, fuck with Lacey, don't fuck with me.
Because Amber will shank you.
I will
the end.
Shank a person. Guys, we're a lot nicer than this in real life. This has been Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar from Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. If you like us, then kiss us. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. If you like us, then rate and subscribe. But also, we probably do like you unless you own a store.
Don't say that.
That gives us
if
poor
it's a jewelry
service.
Store. I'm there. You could slap me in my face. As long as you have nice jewelry there, I'm coming. Coming back.
Now, let Cheesecake Factory have a dead body in my pot stickers. I wouldn't give a rip. I would push the body off my plate and keep eating.
She would.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.
Goodbye. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.